Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Today is a very beautiful day with sun. Good morning, everyone, once again. Can you hear me? Today is a very beautiful Friday morning with lots of sun. And you are welcome to Friday morning coffee. We have also mixed tea. You need to enjoy it as you socialize around. And when you're doing that, are there visitors on the campus that you would like to introduce? Any visitors?
Thank you, David. Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to introduce two visitors, Drs. Neil LeBlanc and Mats Isaksson, who are here from the Swedish Veterinary Institute.
Can't hear.
Can you hear me now? Right. It's my pleasure to introduce two visitors from the Swedish Veterinary Institute, Drs. Neil LeBlanc and Matt Isaksson. And they're here for just 3-4 days. And we're discussing a new program for capacity building in livestock disease diagnostics for the region. So Neil and Matt, you're very welcome.
Hello, I've been here a couple times before. It's nice to be back, lovely as ever.
Hi there, I was here in November and I'm pleased to be back as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Any other visitors for introduction? Any visitors? Wow, one tell me that there are no visitors, yet I can see so many new faces around. Any new staff member for introduction?
Staff. All right, okay. Good morning, folks. I'd like to call up Patricia, introduce Patricia. As you mix her way over. Patricia is one of our very new staff. She started yesterday morning. And Patricia is our new Director of People and Organizational Development. She's in the middle of an intensive induction program at the moment, meetings with staff, with the team, group induction. She leaves on Sunday night to travel to Addis Ababa, continuing induction and IMC, and then we'll be back in Nairobi the following week to continue intensive induction. So I'd like you all to welcome Patricia on board, and she'll say a few words.
Let me hold your copy.
Thanks. Good morning, everybody. It seems only like yesterday when I was here, and it was only March, and some of you I've met, so I'm delighted to be back and to meet you all again. And I'm looking forward to a really exciting journey forward as we look to work together to develop ILRI into a fit-for-purpose organisation and to take us forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Welcome, Patricia. But you ought to know that my pocket is empty. So that is, these are some of the areas that we'll be looking into. Any other introduction? Staff?
Hello. For those who haven't seen me before, I'll introduce myself again. My name is Paul O'Nolan. I'm the interim head of ICT services. It's my pleasure to introduce Vincent and Jane, two students who have just started work with us. They'll be here for 3 months. They have some very important work, and we're very much looking forward to their contribution to improving our department. So let them say a word each.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, very clear.
Yeah, I'm Jane Wandoe Iwaka, a student in the ICT department. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vincent Achu from Multimedia University, and I'll be supporting in the ICT department. Thanks for.
Okay, I can see some still coming.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Charity, and I work with the Vaccine Platform, and I'm here to present, to introduce James Nyangwange, who is a new PhD student, and he will say something little about himself.
Good morning, everyone. As you have heard, my name is James Nyangwange, and I've joined the ECF group as a PhD student. I'll be working on, I'll be looking for Tellurium proteins that can be used as candidate vaccines. So I'll be here for 3 years. I hope I'll enjoy my time.
The time that you're going to enjoy fast. Come to squash, run around, and you'll enjoy and socialize with everybody. You still stay young. And by the way, we are lacking squash players. And I can see so many young ladies and men around who doesn't even do sporting. Can you please join us? Yeah, we have a squash club which is doing very well in the league at the moment. And I can assure you that in Kenyan league, at the moment we're number 2. And that is really with the old men and few young men whom we are playing with, we are doing very well. But we welcome young people so that we can train you and carry the fire of the institute burning. Any more announcements? For the NRS and IRS, we are very conversant with sports. You know very well that the Premier League is now behind us, and the only team that has done much better is Man U. If you are doubting, go back to your drawing board and you know exactly what we are talking about. On Sunday, we are going to have the national team playing an international match. So you are all welcomed at Nyayo Stadium, starting at 4 p.m. Wednesday next week, we are having squash being played here at Hilde. It will be a league game. Come and support us by cheering us up. No announcements?
Still on the sports. On Monday, the ladies, I can see Joyce Murray is smiling. We have a very nice ladies football team at Ilwi. Very beautiful uniform. If you want to see some of us in shorts, you can come to the football pitch. We practice on Monday, 12:30 Monday, Wednesday and Friday. So we meet at the football pitch. We have a very good coach called John Amanya. And very soon we'll introduce a professional coach, international coach who will be coming to train us. I won't tell you now the name, but you'll be surprised what we can do, what the men cannot do.
Let me tell you, this is talking real sense. And if you go to HR, they are now leading us the way forward. I think in a few days and months and weeks to come, we are going to have either baby Ivy or baby Galini or baby boy Ivy from Nelly one is there. Jennifer is also gone. We'll be celebrating with them. Otherwise, if there's no more announcements, then I wish you all the best. Have a good weekend. Ensure that you don't mainly in the crowded areas because of the insecurity. Be your brother's keeper at all times. And let's see each other on Monday in good health. Thank you.